lower 80s. I think much of the day will be dry, but we're worried about the risk of some severe weather, perhaps towards Saturday evening and Saturday night. And we'll keep you up to date on that. Our weather app will be good to get on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
There. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
You have what it takes to beat the chicken at tic-tac-toe?
What the clock?
Then come into Wind Creek Montgomery Sundays through Thursdays between March 3rd and March 30th, earn 100 base points, and you'll get to battle the chicken for a chance at $250 cash. Your entries will also qualify you for the grand prize drawing on March 30th, when you could win a share of $25,000 cash. So don't be a chicken. Come in and beat the chicken. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
What the clock?
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Dave Bowery, Baron Coleman with you on Thursdays. Jack Campbell will be back in the morning, in all likelihood. In all likelihood, we make no guarantees.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
And we have Wiley Dempsey from Cartridge World over there on the Atlanta Highway, one of the great businesses right here in the River Region. How you doing?
Good. Real good.
Take us through the Cartridge World. What do you guys offer? I mean, I know people that have driven by it 1,000 times and have never been in. Why should they come in?
Well, they should come in because they can save a lot of money. We do a lot of business to business, as well as people that walk in our store at 6383 Atlanta Highway. We've been in business now for a little over 11 years, and we've helped a lot of people.
You guys, pretty much cartridges, that's it.
We do cartridges. If we don't have them in stock, we can usually get them within 1 to 2 days.
And by cartridges, we don't mean gun cartridges. We're talking printer cartridges.
Yeah, we're talking about laser cartridges as well as inkjets.
And you guys can deliver to the business?
We go out, we deliver to the businesses, we pick up from the businesses, and in general, we do pretty much everything we can to help people continue their business.
And they save a lot of money with you.
Save anywhere from 30 to 40%. In some of the situations, it's even more than that.
And how though? I mean, a lot of people don't understand that. Do they think, well, if I order it online or if I go to one of these other box stores, of course, I'll get a good deal or the best deal.
You can look online and get all kind of deals, but you got it's a buyer beware.
Yeah.
What we have, we stand behind it 100%. If there are any issues, you call us and let us know, and we come to you 90% of the time.
And when we say on the Atlanta Highway, we mean literally on the Atlanta Highway. You guys are right next, really, to the Walmart right there.
Right next to it. There's a ditch that separates it.
Well, we won't hold the ditch against it.
Yeah. we're back just, toward town if you're facing Walmart.
Yeah, just right in front of Walmart, a little bit on the left.
Yes.
And there's a strip center right there with some other other good businesses.
Yes.
Business to business. Tell us what that means.
What we do is we come out and we take the inventory of all the machines that you have in stock, and then we come back and give you a quote on them. If you have issues or anything, we come to you. But business to business is what we thrive on. We don't handle the great big machines, but it's the little machines that sit on your desk and the ones that basically just keep your business going day to day.
So, everybody has printers these days.
Right.
And you've got, you know, your average office, if there's 12 or 15 people that work there, you got at least 3, 4, 5 printers, if not more.
At least, yeah. Yes.
And, you know, it's a hassle. Somebody has to keep track of what number cartridges they are and how when to order them and all that. You guys take all that hassle away.
Oh, well, we have quite a few businesses where they turn it over to us, and then what we do is we go in and make an inventory each week of what they have and supply them and keep it up to date.
And if they run out early, they can call you and say, hey?
That's all they got to do. It's 334-819-8797.
8797. And you can, do they have to come in to talk to you, or can they call you and you come out and start the business?
If you call me and I'll come right out.
Wiley Dempsey.
Yes, sir.
Cartridge World. You're right there on Atlanta Highway. Business to business. But individuals can stop by, too.
I mean, yes.
You know, my home printer and all that kind of stuff.
Yes. You save a lot of money.
Like the Brother 8850 and the 7340.
Right.
I got both of those.
You'll save a lot of money on those cartridges there. That's some of our hotter sellers.
Well, some of those are a couple hundred bucks if you buy them online.
Yeah, and you'll usually save 30 to 40% if you come to us.
That's real money.
That's real money over
a year. 60, 80 bucks.
Right.
You know, and you go through two or three of them a year, it adds up quickly. Mm-hmm. Cartridge World, Wiley Dempsey, you guys do an excellent job. You make it easy. And you can work with businesses in their business, so they never have to leave and go to you, and they're not to worry about postage and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, sir, that's right.
Anything else they need to know about the printing business or cartridges?
Most of the cartridges that we sell, the lasers, are compatible, so they're actually new cartridges. They're not.
What does that mean?
They were built, most of them, in the same factories as well as, you know, the OEMs were, so... the quality is excellent.
And I mean, I guess that's the thing. My printer will sometimes tell me I'm out of ink, and then I keep printing, and I don't realize the quality's going down.
Right.
Until I put the new cartridge in, and all of a sudden the ink just jumps off the page.
And what happens a lot of times, the way they design these printers are, if you run out of one color, it's going to shut down eventually until you replace it.
And why do they do that?
It's basically to keep you from running the lines empty.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, so that makes sense.
But if you call us, we can diagnose it over the phone and save you a lot of time, a lot of trouble, and money.
And you don't have to change everything. You just change the one that's
just the one that's giving you the issue. Yes, sir.
And when we say laser, those are the, I guess, the powder inks.
Right, they're the ones, the larger ones. The inkjets are the ones that usually fit in the palm of your hand. So.
And those, I think there's 3 or 4 of them you usually have to put in there, right?
Yes.
For the color printers?
Right.
Huh.
I guess your black, your cyan, magenta, and yellow.
Cyan?
Right. And a lot of people don't realize
it,
but when you're...
What is cyan?
Blue.
Oh, blue. Why do they call it cyan? And magenta's just pink, right?
Pinky's red, yes, sir.
Pinky's red.
Whatever it's red is what I learned, so...
All right.
But... Yes, sir. We could save you a lot of money with it.
Well, we appreciate you coming by. Cartridge World's good business. I've done business over there before. Been in there. You're always a good supporter of our promotional activities and everything else. Nobody will hold that again. He's in there working on cartridges, I promise.
Yes, sir.
He's not listening. But we appreciate you coming by. Tell him again where you're located.
We're at 6383 Atlanta Highway.
And that is right in front of the Walmart on Atlanta Highway down towards the AUM.
Right.
That Walmart on Atlanta Highway. So you're in front of that. And the phone number if they want to get in touch with you.
Well, we're actually to the side of the Walmart. And our phone number is 334-819-8797.
Wiley Dempsey, we appreciate you coming by. Encourage people to get by Cartridge World.
Yes, check
it out. And could be a game changer for some of these businesses with a lot of printers laying around.
Yes, sir. Thank you a lot.
Thanks for coming in.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. We'll be right back, guys.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long. It's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
From your first moment in a Subaru, you'll know it was meant to be. And the longer you drive, the better it'll be. Because with Subaru, you know you're getting a car that's in it for the long haul. Come to the Subaru True Love event today. You can get special low rates on a car you'll call a keeper, like the 2019 Subaru Outback. This month, come to Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing on a 2019 Subaru Outback.
You know, business has been booming at Independent Glass, and they are in need for some fantastic employees. As a matter of fact, Independent Glass is looking for glazers or glass installers. Call them today at 263-2823. That's 263-2823. And they offer medical and dental insurance, paid vacation, and, of course, sick time, drug testing, and a clean driving record. Call them today, Independent Glass, looking for glazers and glass installers. Call them today at 263-2823.
Oi! Oi! So saith Eddie Grant. Oi! Wonder if he's like Rod Carew. Oi! All right, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in, 272-9228. It's going to be a long segment. Usually is following the business breaks. While you're listening, though, I want you to think about all the jewelry you have at home and whether or not you can part with some of it and put some cold, hard cash in your pocket. Heirloom Jewelers bets you can. They're easy to get in touch with. They're on the Atlanta Highway. I mean, excuse me, they're not on the Atlanta Highway. They're on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. My man Troop Booth over there is a genius, a gemological genius, GIA certified diamond specialist, and he can evaluate your diamond right there on the spot, same day, and write you a check, cut you a check. He has cut checks for people in this audience as big as $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 or more for jewelry they've brought into him. And I encourage you, by all means, get some pieces by there and let him look at them. And while you're there, marvel at the jewelry in his cases. It is beautiful. If you like antique heirloom quality vintage jewelry, vintage watches, you're going to love Troop Booth. You're going to love Heirloom Jewelers. On Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from Do Re Mi Karaoke, Sonic, Bruno's, where that stuff was right there. Boom, right across the street. That's where Heirloom Jewelers is. Get by there when you get a chance. Heirloom Jewelers, because, hey, man, there's nothing like it around. There really isn't. Dave Mowry?
That's me.
You're in the studio. I do want to get to this dossier, but I think I want to do it during the next break. The DOJ Mueller probe is expected to conclude this week, if it's not already concluded. The report is being drafted and circulated as we speak, and it's going to come out next week. Now, I think this will be enough to send Democrats over the edge.
Yeah.
I expect the stock market to skyrocket. I expect I expect this to really be good for Trump. Really, really, really be good for Donald J. Trump. I think his approval ratings will rise. They'll seize on anything in there that they can. Oh, right. It said they weren't able to rule out definitively. Well, it's because you can't prove a negative.
Truth.
You know, one of my favorite techniques when I was engaged in a certain type of criminal defense law years ago, one of my favorite techniques was, what did you do to rule out this, that, or the other? And I would ask the question 10 or 20 different ways, and it was kind of annoying, but it made a point.
Right.
It made a point. The reality is a lot of people don't do anything to rule stuff out, because why would you? You can't definitively rule out anything. What did you do to rule out Russian interference? I'm telling you right now, they're going to say in that report, they can't definitively rule it out, but they don't see any cooperation or collusion with the Trump campaign. And it's going to be enough to absolutely cause the left to go bananas.
Yep.
ABC is reporting that Trump is saying it's totally up to the new attorney general whether the report will be made public. Why are they doing it next week? I have a theory. Do you know what next week is?
No.
Trump, Kim, part two in Vietnam. Trump, Kim, part two in Vietnam. And during part two, he is going to be getting magnificent press. And the deep state globalists are going to do what they can to try to tamp that down a little bit. So they'll do that while he's out of town. At Trump Kim Part 2, North Korean Chairman Kim Jong-un and President Donald J. Trump traveling to Vietnam for a second summit next week. And that is that's why this is coming out. William Barr, I think, may be the right guy for the job. We'll see what he does. I anticipate he'll probably craft his own summary and release that summary rather than the whole report. I suspect that's what he'll do. And it makes sense. I mean, if the Montgomery Police Chief, Ernest Finley, under Todd Strange's direction, said, you know what we really need to do is investigate Mowry and Coleman. We need to investigate
Don't get many ideas here, pal.
We need to investigate some things they said on the radio, some places they visited, some things they've done.
This hammer? I'm smashing. I shouldn't smash my phone?
Don't smash your phone. Okay, yet. Just this is a hypothetical.
Oh, okay.
Put the hammer down, Dave. At least don't smash mine.
That's right.
But if they decided they were going to investigate us.
Right.
And they investigated us and found that we'd done nothing wrong.
And then, they're
not going to release a report.
Right.
Saying that they investigated us and saying that there are all these things that they can't rule out that we've done wrong.
Right.
That's not truth, justice, in the American way. You know, we charge people with stuff when we find out that it's more likely than not they did do something wrong. Not that we can't rule it out. And you can't run around saying, well, we couldn't rule out that Dave wasn't at the murder that took place last week. We hadn't been able to rule that out yet. Can't rule that out.
You know, we did know someone got murdered.
Right, somebody got murdered.
And we don't know where Dave was that day.
So we can't rule him out.
Can't rule it out. Dave's like, I was in Georgia at a concert. You see about it on my Facebook page. No, right. Mr. Mowry, we can't rule it out.
Can't rule it out.
So we're going to release a report saying we can't rule it out. But that'll ruin his career.
Right.
I can't. I mean, so this is what's going on. This is what's going on. Michael Cohen is playing into this.
Right.
Michael Cohen was supposed to go to prison.
Oh, yeah. Now that's there you go.
Uh-huh. Now he can't go to prison, and so he is going to be able to testify after the report comes out. Now, you don't want Cohen testifying before the report comes out because there may be stuff in the report that contradicts it. So you let the report come out, then he looks at it. Same thing that's going on with, what's his name? Former Chief Justice, likes little girls. Roy Moore.
Oh.
Same thing going on with Roy. I don't say likes little girls, but he did admit that he might have pursued girls in their teens when he was in his 30s. He is being sued, or he has sued Korfman.
Right.
Lee Korfman, the woman who made the allegations. He sued her. Well.
Is that the one that took his call from Trig Class?
No, that was a different
one. Okay. That was another one.
That was a different
one. Was he suing her?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I'm just clarifying.
But she said in her statement that she went to his house and it was a trailer. So he asked her under oath, what did my house look like? Was it a trailer? Was it a house? Did it have a carport? Did it have a garage? Where did I park? Gravel driveway? Concrete? Well, she won't answer any of the questions. So she sends out interrogatories to him asking him the same thing. What types of things did you put in the... What types of things did your house look like? And they're having a good old-fashioned staring contest. She doesn't want to answer until he answers, so then she'll know what she has to say. That's the same thing with Cohen. Yep. Cohen doesn't want to have to answer until the report comes out, because then he knows what he has to say. Then he knows what he has to say. So I think... The picture they're using of Bill Barr is a picture he took like in the 80s. They don't even make those ties anymore.
Stock photo.
They don't even make those ties anymore. Look at this picture they put out. That cannot be a recent picture.
No. He doesn't look anything like that.
He's got perfectly gray hair now.
Yeah, totally. And he's like about 40 pounds heavier and has less hair. I mean, I'm not jawing on the guy. I'm just saying. That doesn't look like him.
That doesn't look
like
him.
Looks like he looked like in the 90s or maybe the 80s.
That's the picture they keep putting
out. Well, you know, stock photo.
So, speaking of the Trump-Russia deal, former FBI lawyer James Baker, according to a report in Sarah Carter, SarahAcarter.com, that's confusing, by the way, SarahAcarter.com, former FBI General Counsel James Baker originally believed Hillary Clinton's mishandling of highly classified information was alarming and appalling. At the time, he believed her use of private server to send the classified emails was sufficient enough to secure an indictment to possibly charge her for violations under the Espionage Act for mishandling sensitive government documents. He testified.
And that's before it shows up on Anthony Weiner's email.
Exactly.
Or server or whatever.
Yeah, that's even worse.
Totally.
He was questioned by Representative John Ratcliffe, and the questions have now leaked out. And you notice it was only things damaging to Trump that leaked out. Anything that was damaging to anyone else did not leak out. Now they're starting to leak out. And I'm all in favor of this. If they're going to leak, we leak. If they go low, we go low.
Yeah,
none of this, sure. They go low, we go high business. If they leak, we leak. Here is the question asked by Ratliff. As the FBI general counsel, you originally believed it was appropriate. It was appropriate to charge Hillary Clinton with violation of the law for her mishandling classified information. Here's how Baker answered. My original belief, well, after having conducted the investigation and towards the end of it, then sitting down and reading a binder of her materials, I thought it was alarming, appalling, whatever words I said, and argue with others about why they thought she shouldn't be charged. He went on to say, well, it was the statutes that we were considering at the time. It was the nature and scope of the classified information that, to me, initially, when I looked at it, I thought, these folks should know that this stuff is classified. That is alarming what they were talking about, especially some of the most highly classified stuff.
Right.
The most highly classified stuff. And apparently he told the Inspector General at the Department of Justice the exact same thing. Ratcliffe goes on, he says, you told the Inspector General that the conduct of Hillary Clinton and her associates was appalling with respect to the handling of classified information, right? Baker says, I believe that's correct. Ratcliffe then asked Baker if he believes, still believes, Clinton's mishandling of the classified information is appalling. His one-word answer was yes.
There you go.
But by 2017, by July 2017, during later questioning by Ratliff, Baker stated that Comey, along with others, eventually convinced him that they couldn't prove Clinton's intentions in mishandling the classified information. Quote, I had that belief initially after reviewing, you know, a large binder of her emails that had classified information in them. And I discussed it internally with a number of different folks and eventually became persuaded that charging her was not appropriate because we could not establish beyond a reasonable doubt, we, the government, could not establish beyond a reasonable doubt that she had the necessary intent to violate the law. He said he changed his mind pretty late in the process because he'd been arguing with those opposed to charging Clinton until the very end. Until the very end. So the way that concluded, Ratcliffe said, are you a reasonable prosecutor? And he said, not anymore.
Well.
I'm not a prosecutor anymore. It's fascinating. It's fascinating. SarahAcarter.com has this. It's the top story it was this morning when I printed it. It's a fascinating look at behind the scenes.
Seriously.
What they've been finding. I mean, they've been finding some real material behind the scenes. But, of course, we're not privy to that. We're not privy to that. The only stuff that leaks out...
Trump, Russia.
Exactly.
Russia.
If it's against Trump, then it leaks out. If it's not, it stays behind closed doors. And it's frustrating. I'm glad... It's the same thing. If they're going to do voter cheating, if they're going to do vote harvesting, we do vote harvesting. If they're going to file false a voter fraud deal, we need to do it. I mean, you know, we do what they do. As soon as the news starts breaking that there's all this Republican vote fraud that benefits Republican candidates, then I'll be like, all right, guys, dial it back. But every time there's voter fraud, it's the Democrats. Every damn time.
Truth.
And we just sit here and get run over by it, and it's frustrating. It's frustrating. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage, refinancing my home loan here in the next few days. I just... sent some paperwork back yesterday. I mean, easy stuff. They email you and you just click, 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 and it signs off on it. It's super, super easy the way they have it set up. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. If she can get a house bought for me and refinanced, and man, it's still a great rate down in the threes. Down in the threes. There's still rates available in the threes. She can do it for anybody. Give her a call, 567-4223. 567-4223. You can check her out online and fill the whole application out online, ALAHomeMortgage.com. Her NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. More Dave Mowry, more Baron Coleman, more news and views after this.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
At Marguerite's, we've been designing and crafting custom jewelry for four generations. It's an art for master jewelers. There's really no room for error. It doesn't matter how big the diamond is. You don't expect anything less than perfection. What matters is quality, beauty, and value. After all these decades, your engagement ring is still our greatest pride. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
News Network. There's a disappointing reading on the housing market for last month. The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales declined 1.2% in January. However, buying a home became more affordable this week. Freddie Mac says the 30-year fixed-rate loan declined to 4.35% in the week ending today, the lowest rate since early February of last year. Shares of Dine Brands, Applebee's parent company, are rallying. Shares are up 10%. It's also the parent company of the IHOP chain. Dine Brands is reporting a better-than-expected quarter. It's also raising its dividend by 10%. Taco Bell is launching rattlesnake fries for a limited time. The French fries are seasoned and topped with nacho cheese, marinated steak, creamy jalapeno sauce, and spicy jalapenos. Taco Bell is owned by Yum Brands. Its stock's flat. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here, or here, or here. One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. More rain in the forecast for the next few days. For today, high temperature in the upper 70s with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by this afternoon and tonight. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching the radar carefully. Very mild tonight. Overnight low 64. Tomorrow, high temperature near 80. And again, a risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms around. Saturday's high in the lower 80s. I think much of the day will be dry, but we're worried about the risk of some severe weather, perhaps towards Saturday evening and Saturday night, and we'll keep you up to date on that. Our weather app will be good to get on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke, or that you may outlive your retirement, or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy Series, February 21st and 28th. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
You know who's probably freaking out right now? Hoda Muthana.
Hakuna Matata?
When she realizes Trump...
That she's not going to be happy for the rest of her days?
Trump is saying, nah, you're not allowed back in.
Wrong.
I've instructed my Secretary of State not to let you back into the U.S.
I would like to come back to the United... Wrong.
You know this woman, if ISIS was winning over there, would love it.
Dude, she had stuff on, like, they said that she had stuff on her social media calling for terrorist attacks inside the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, just let her in. You know, she'll be fine. She'll be fine.
Cool ISIS you had there. So I saw somebody called ISIS was.
Yeah. That's funny.
I said it is.
Yeah, ISIS. Is was.
Was. Our number 272-9228. She's cute, too.
Been widowed 3 times. Whoops.
Well, is she the one killing
That's what
them?
You get for joining ISIS.
Stop joining ISIS. Stop joining ISIS.
Maybe hadn't joined ISIS.
Everybody's entitled to a lawyer, but her lawyer does also look like he might blow you up.
Yeah.
And he looks like he's glassy-eyed. He's been banging rails back there. What does he look like?
He wants to try it under Sharia law.
Is that what he said?
No, I don't know.
Oh.
I mean, probably.
I'm going to say. All right. Moving swiftly along, 36 minutes now after 10 o'clock. Let me do this. There's a long piece at the Conservative Treehouse today. It's fantastic. Absolutely
fantastic. The Conservative Treehouse?
It's a great website.
Terrible name, though.
Oh, it's the worst. It's the worst.
Good Lord.
Conservative Treehouse.
Come to my treehouse.
It's only us conservatives up here. But it's basically a summary, and it expands on a John Solomon article today in The Hill. Is that better? The Hill?
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
Conservative Treehouse, The Hill. John Solomon's article points out sort of the circumstances of Nellie Orr taking a memory stick to her husband, Bruce Orr. Bruce Orr worked at the Department of Justice. Nellie Orr was his husband, was his wife, the lovely and beautiful Nellie Orr. Trump called her the beautiful or gorgeous Nellie Orr one time.
Oh, yeah?
And he basically forced liberals to either say he was a liar.
Right.
Or ignore the fact that he's hilarious. Anyway, she testifies at one point she runs a memory stick to her husband.
Right.
Bruce Orr, who then turned around and gave it to the FBI. The memory stick, we now know, contained Nellie's research on Trump-Russia. And here's the way Solomon puts it.
But what about the Saint Lunatics?
The what?
You mentioned Nellie.
Oh, Nellie.
What's Nellie have to do with this? Sorry.
He wears a Band-Aid on his cheek.
Bruce Orr has a Band-Aid on his face.
That's why we call him Nellie. The way Orr described it, this is what John Solomon writes. The way Orr described it, his wife's research was like an additional dossier assembled from Fusion GPS research to augment what Steele was separately providing to the FBI. And that's where he leaves it. The conservative treehouse kind of goes farther.
They pull the rope up?
Yeah. And he points out that Christopher Steele likely was never the factual source of the material inside the Steele dossier to begin with. All indications point towards Christopher Steele as sort of compiling Nellie Orr and Glenn Simpson's work, not the other way around. It wasn't that Nellie Orr was providing additional information that Christopher Steele wasn't providing. It's that Nellie Orr and Glenn Simpson were providing the information to Chris Steele. Chris Steele was compiling it and sending it back, but Nellie Orr was also sending it back. Here's the way he writes it. Quote, our research of central dossier claims, suppositions, accuracy, and inaccuracy point toward a process where Nellie Orr provided Chris Steele with her research material, and then Chris Steele was tasked with verifying, finding second sourcing, and formatting the final product into a series of intelligence documents that could be passed back to the FBI. In essence, Nellie has always been the material dossier author. Think of the implications of that. Again, who is Nellie Orr's husband? None other than DOJ lawyer Bruce Orr. Again, you start with the prospect. Just assume I'm right that the Obama administration weaponized the intelligence services.
Right. Consider the prospect.
Consider. I mean, just act as if it's true for now.
Right. I mean,
they did.
I mean,
100%.
Duh.
Now you see.
I don't know if they basically admitted it, but it's like kind of obvious.
Well, the DOJ, who has access to all of the files, sits down, provides information to Nellie Orr, who provides information to Chris Steele. Nellie Orr acts like she's independently sourcing this stuff. She's not. She's
right.
Just passing it back to the... She's passing to the FBI what came from DOJ.
Right.
And telling the FBI that it came from herself, that she came up with this independently. That's what happened.
Right.
You want to know what happened in a nutshell in 2016? That's what happened. DOJ and their contractors use the NSA databases of all the phone calls, all the emails, all the text messages, all the nudies, everything you guys send back and forth to each other. I'm not knocking it. I'm just telling you.
Just saying.
It's just reality. This is what happens. Every bit of data that you guys have goes through these NSA computers and is captured. Those are searchable. Those are searchable by contractors. Keep in mind, a FISA court judge determined up to 85% of those searches were unlawful searches by contractors that
Shocker.
Should not have been done. So those contractors do the research, provide it to the Department of Justice. Bruce Orr provides it to Nellie Orr. Remember when Nellie Orr just happened to get into ham radio? Remember that?
Right.
During 2016? Just happened to.
Because, you know, yeah, that's a thing.
Who doesn't in their late years as they're researching the president just decide, you know what else I ought to take up?
What, did they watch The Americans?
Not only,
like, you know, and start like putting it, you know. Like,
not only am I going to go into, and not only am I working 80 hours a week on this dossier on a presidential candidate, I ought to, in my spare time, buy some ham radio equipment and take up ham radio, get ham radio license.
Right, and then just start sending out, you know, bizarre numbers.
You know, they did that to get around.
Yeah.
Because they knew that NSA was capturing all this transmitted data. Yeah. And they couldn't do that. So in order for her to communicate with these people, she had to have a ham radio set up.
Yeah.
And to have that, you got to have a license. So she ends up with a ham radio license in the middle of all this. But that's what happened. DOJ, through their contractors, was accessing the NSA database.
Listen, man, I'm getting into ham radio.
They were packaging that, giving it to Nelly Orr. Nelly Orr was providing it to Christopher Steele so he could come up with it. At the same time, she was passing it from DOJ back to the FBI. They were looking at it, and they were, oh, my gosh, Nelly Orr has come up with this information. And then after that, the Steele dossier comes in, and it has a little different spin on it. They go, oh, my gosh, this is another second source.
Oh.
With all the same information, it must be accurate. Surely we can convince a FISA court judge now. Remember, they tried to get a FISA warrant in June, and they got denied. They had to wait until October.
Right.
Once you get the FISA warrant, the Title I FISA warrant, it's retroactive. So all the spying you were doing is now legal.
Now legal.
They had to get the warrant That's before crazy. Trump became president. I'll read a little bit more from this. I'm not going to read all 13 pages. But it says, Fusion GPS's Glenn Simpson hired, in other words, contracted Nelly Orr in December of 2015. It's highly likely this arrangement was due to Nelly's research access to FBI NSA database. Mrs. Orr was almost certainly doing unauthorized, wide-ranging FISA S-702 searches using about queries, that's option 17 under 702, and to from queries, that's 16. You know what a to from query is?
It's like, did somebody send this to this person? Did Dave send?
Yes.
What did Dave send to Barron?
Everything. I punch in your phone number,
and
I punch in my phone number, and everything we've ever said is populated on a screen in front of you.
I hope they like cooking.
We have talked a lot about cooking over the years.
I mean, really, you know?
Like, these guys are obsessed with the color of their steak.
These guys cook a lot. That does look like a good steak.
It does look like a good steak.
Well, we made a sauce here. Oh, my God.
Have you seen the compound butter DI?
Wow.
I know, right?
Yeah, but...
Did I tell you I'm going to cook off tomorrow night?
No.
A steak cook-off?
What?
Yes.
Where?
Downtown.
No way.
Commerce. You going to come visit and eat my steak?
I might, yeah. Can you need my help?
Lower Commerce.
I know. Barron needs no help cooking steak.
Well, I might.
He's a man.
I might.
He's a man.
We got to be there at 4 to load and unload.
Nice.
We'll probably be there till, I don't know, 9-ish, 10-ish.
Who are you going up against?
Other celebrity chefs in town.
Oh.
I think they use the term celebrity very loosely.
Yeah.
There aren't a lot of people in Montgomery that qualify as celebrities.
Actual celebrities.
So they go get hack radio hosts.
Maybe a local hero, you know?
They go get the Grand Mufti.
Oh, I mean.
But no, we're doing charcoal.
Ooh.
And we're going to, you know, overheat it.
Yeah.
We're going to do, how long? 2-3 minutes?
You bring your own grill?
Yeah, you got to bring your own grill. They provide you the steaks, but not the grill. But they won't tell us what kind of meat, so I don't know how to prepare.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a little weird.
Well, when we load in, they'll give us the meat, so we'll be able to look at it.
Be able to inspect it.
Yeah. I mean, it's better be prime.
Yeah, I mean, duh.
I'm not eating choice.
Do they have me? Yeah, exactly. Choice.
What kind of Philistine do you think I am? Anyway, that's what's going on. I mean, it's patently, painfully obvious. And I think with the Mueller investigation coming to a conclusion and the report coming out next week, liberal heads are going to explode. This is not going to end well for them. Not going to end well for them. Here's the thing. Here's why I like conservative treehouse. You can get the same information other places, but look at these pictures.
Right.
He has
handy-dandy
charts, so you can follow it. He puts up here the source documents, and he affixes his own notes to them. It's really good.
No, I like it. I just, like...
It's a stupid name.
It's just such a dumb name.
I mean, you know, if he called it the American Times or something.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
If he gave it some newspaper-sounding name, would people take it more seriously? I don't know. I do like the Epoch Times. You ever read that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's dynamite. It's a dynamite news source. People ask me all the time up here, man, what news sources do you use to prepare for your show? I can assure you, I visit the Epoch Times every day. Every single day. I visit the Conservative Treehouse every day. There's probably 10 or 12 websites I always visit.
Also, The Atlantic.
The Atlantic every day. I really do The Atlantic. The Atlantic is more evening reading.
Yeah.
And sometimes it'll drive my wife crazy because I'll find a good piece. And you know, they're not short.
No, they're not.
And so for 25 minutes, my face is buried into a phone while I'm reading
what, you know, and it could be something as simple as like a high school coach's decision to.
Yeah, they cover a wide variety of stuff. I have a friend that sort of like writes for like everything. Writes about culture for them.
I mean, it's incredible. It's a great, great. They're left.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely.
I mean, they're left of Lenin, but it's great. It's fantastic stuff. You know, I'm waiting for the "What Shall Be Done" article as a Lenin reference there.
Ah.
I have that.
I'm the Walrus.
Different Lenin.
Oh.
This is Lenin with an I.
Oh.
Lenin with an I. All right, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. My friend Sam over at the Adoption Law Firm really wants to make your adoption process easier. Answer any questions you have. TheAdoptionFirm.com. TheAdoptionFirm.com. If you want to look there, they got a great... Actually, check out their Facebook page, too. They got a million references. A million references and ratings. TheAdoptionFirm.com. And he makes people happy, man. He helps complete families. It's a wonderful, wonderful service he offers. Adoption is daunting. It's terrifying. I know as a lawyer, a lot of people call me, do you handle adoptions? Do you help? No, I don't. I don't know anything about adoptions. I tell every single person that calls me, 546-2009, call Sam McClure. 546-2009. Sam McClure knows about adoptions. Started the process of opening the adoption firm way, way, way long ago when he adopted his first child. And since then, they've been at it. They've been at it. They do a great, great job. Take the confusion, the muss, the fuss, the pain, the time-consuming delays, the bureaucracy. They take all that away from you and let you just enjoy the process. It's wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful service. Call them, 546-2009. Check them out online, theadoptionfirm.com.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family, one that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Hey, Mom, don't take out my room.
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-619-0725 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect, but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-619-0725 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725. That's 800-619-0725. 800-619-0725.
Live local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Down, 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 down
like Dana Lash, but I can't get into her. You know what I'm talking about?
Vaguely.
From she used to be on the Blaze TV or whatever.
Spelled L-O-E-S-C-H?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
She's on a Super Beats commercial right now. Apparently she likes, apparently she's into Beats.
Yeah,
she likes Beats.
Big into Beats.
Loves Beats. But she's like, I know she thinks she's way hotter than she is, but she's cute. But that's like her selling point, I think.
Right.
Like, there's a whole cottage industry of women who are conservative and moderately well-spoken.
Oh, yeah.
And attractive. And that's what they sell. I mean, that's their product. Like, I am a conservative, and I'm, like, Tommy Lauren.
I was just going to say, Tammy Lauren?
Yeah, whatever her name is.
I love the thing where people call her Tammy.
Tammy. You know, she's legally a man.
What?
Or no, maybe it's Laura Loomer is legally a man.
I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, no, no. She legally changed herself to be a man just to... I mean,
Oh! I thought you meant like okay. No, I thought you meant
no, like a transition. Like
she's a
no,
man, no. baby.
No.
She's a man.
She changed her identity. I
identify as a man.
I think that is Laura Loomer.
And so whenever anybody goes up to her, like you wouldn't know anything. It's like no, I'm a man. Stop referring to me as a woman. You're misgendering me, just to prove the ridiculousness. But I mean, it's weird. There's this whole cottage industry that, like, you could say the exact same stuff,
right? But if you yeah.
But you're not out there, you know, shilling Super Beats if you're not hot.
I mean, I would.
Super Beats?
Sure.
You'd shill Super Beats?
I mean, does the check clear?
Well, I don't
just
know.
Asking for a friend.
I've got standards here on News and Views.
We know.
We don't shill for just anything.
I know.
I'd have to try.
I admire
Super
that.
How do you know if Super Beats is working?
Right.
You know what I mean? You just take the word for it?
My blood's flowing really good. It says a circulation superfood.
Yeah.
Man, my hands haven't gone numb in like 3 days.
I blush really fast.
My foot hasn't fallen asleep in weeks.
When the cute girl down the hall walks in, I blush really fast. My cheeks just fill.
You gotta get on these beats, men.
You guys love these. You're gonna love these beats.
Big into beats. Listen, I'm a beat guy.
I knew you were. I knew you were big into beats.
Yeah.
Our number 272-9228. So anyway, I'm gonna be cooking downtown tomorrow.
That's awesome.
I may be the only radio host in town cooking. I'm cooking with my fellow radio host. Actually, I will not be the only radio host in town cooking. Cooking with fellow radio host Emily Hayes.
Oh,
so we'll be manning the charcoal. Any tips? Tips?
You know.
Yeah, you cook on charcoal.
It's done before you think it is.
That's the tip.
Yeah,
that's my tip.
Yeah, pull it off about like a minute.
More charcoal or less charcoal? More the merrier.
It depends on what kind of grill, right?
It's like a mini charcoal grill. It's not like it's you know like the mini Weber.
Yeah, okay. So like you want to keep your heat element a little bit further away. Like you don't want like the fire like on top of it.
Yeah.
You know? No, I mean you definitely want direct heat.
You definitely want direct heat?
I think so. You want some direct heat.
So maybe like a big pile on the left and then low on the right.
Maybe. I don't really
cook
it
over
the
low.
Like,
what do you do?
Just throw charcoal on.
Because
you're
cooking. Listen, your steaks are flawless. Anyone who's followed you knows this.
Yeah, you just like, you know, you put it on and then like you feel it and then you flip it over and then you're done.
Just flip it once, right?
You know, it depends. Because sometimes, right, like your ambient heat won't be as high as you think it is. Like that's like the temperature inside the grill, right?
Yeah.
Or sometimes like I'll let the coals heat for too long and so they're a little bit lower or whatever. There's no shame in flipping it, you know, I'm not one of those, like, you know, but if you want it to look good, all right, then you put it on, and then you turn it, like, 45 degrees.
Yeah, you got to get the sear.
And then
you
flip it, and then you do the same thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, about the time that, you know, I mean, like, it depends on how, see, but again, we don't know what cut of meat.
I know.
Like, I mean.
I know. Here's what I think I'm going to do. I think I'm going to stop and get some prime ribeyes and bring those down also. Pick up a couple prime ribeyes.
Right.
That way...
No matter what they give you, you got prime ribeyes.
I got prime ribeyes.
And so then no matter what, unless you like burn it,
right?
Unless you you know turn it into a hockey puck, you're going to win.
You're going to win because you got prime ribeyes.
Because the cut of the meat matters.
It matters huge.
It definitely matters.
Now, listen, you and I have talked about this. I can eat sirloin. I like sirloin.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we definitely ride for sirloin.
Price per pound?
Per unit, yeah.
You can't beat it.
You can't beat it.
I mean, you can get sirloin around here. Good sirloin.
I know. Of course, we talk about it so much, it'll probably go up. You know, like the. Remember when skirt steak, when you could get that for like $6.99 a pound?
And you now can it's, get it and, for $3.99 a pound.
And now it's like more than a freaking. You know.
You remember when you get chuck roast for 88 cents a pound?
Yes.
And now it's like $4 a pound.
Yes.
And I'm talking about chuck roast is the scrap of the cow. It's poor people food.
Yeah.
It's poor people food.
But people are going banana. They now grade chuck roast. You can get choice and select and prime.
I will definitely on a weeknight, because like, so I shop by like, I shop by price per pound usually.
Yeah.
Like if the ribeyes are $11.99 and the strips are $7.99, well, we're getting strips. You know, if the sirloin's $5.99, well, then the kids are getting sirloin, you know? And I will definitely grill you a chuck eye.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's a janky ribeye.
Well,
you know,
I'm
mean,
okay
it's
with
like,
it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just got like it's got some fat content.
You know what you know? I like? And I know everybody loves the 1-inch thick ribeye, but I like that 1/2-inch thick ribeye sometimes. And just put it on the grill for like 30
just
seconds.
Just scare it.
Just 30 seconds.
Yes.
Just get it.
I got some of that. I got some of those. I actually got them even thinner than that. They were just cut like that. And so I made pho. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, and then, like, I just put it in there. I put it in the broth raw.
Mm-hmm.
And the broth cooks it.
Oh, wow.
It was good.
I bet that was.
It was really good.
I put some pork belly in my navy beans. You don't like pork belly?
No. I saw that.
Buttery, velvety, delicious. The fat in the pork belly, you put in your mouth, it just melts that all through your mouth.
Those navy beans look bananas.
Those navy beans were bananas. I ate them 2 days in a row. Got a little gassy.
That's okay, you know.
I know this guy.
You do?
Yeah, his name's Brent Coleman. You'll recognize the
last name?
Yeah. Hey there.
Hey. I gave you a little help on your cook-off.
I need help. I'm not a charcoal man. I'm a propane guy.
After you salt propane and pepper liberally.
Yeah, salt liberally. Okay. Yeah,
and pepper.
Salt and pepper liberally.
Liberally. All right.
Sprinkle a light dusting of sugar over the top of that, and you'll get exemplary grill marks.
Yeah. Wow. Because they'll caramelize under the heat.
Exactly. Exactly.
Just a light dusting of sugar.
Yep.
I'm doing it today. I'll do it tomorrow.
So now the power move would be, right? If you're going to go get those the prime ribs.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Get them today.
Yeah. Let them sit out.
Sit them out, salt them.
Yeah.
Get up in the morning, salt them.
Really?
And then just let them sit and then salt and pepper them like you would prepare.
Here's the deal. Even if I can't sneak the ribeyes in under the limit,
you're still going to cook them.
I'm still going to cook them and eat them.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Like, you can judge this. I'm just going to cook these for myself over here.
Right. Right. Hey, that's a dynamite tip.
I would not have known that, Brent. Thank you.
I'm taking some good tips.
I am a wealth of knowledge.
Apparently.
Hey, the kid comes by it honestly.
Well, there you
I
go.
I hear you.
There you go. Hey, I appreciate the tip. I'm going to use this.
No problem. Yeah. Got to go.
All right.
Bye.
All right, guys. It's 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
I didn't know about the old sugar trick.
I didn't either.
And I guess the sugar will cook off, so it's not going to change the flavor.
It shouldn't change the flavor.
That's genius. Grill marks.
That might up my Instagram game.
I thought about bringing a soldering iron. Like the legend. 'Cause I've seen people do that.